Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending. With real-time notifications, kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. And parents can rest easy, knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
Hello and glad that you could join us. My name is Brett McMillan and this is a classic audio edition of the Cardinals Insider Podcast. Today we dig into the vault and let you hear the National League Central Division clinching game from Tuesday, September the 24th, 1996. The Cardinals won the division 88-74 that year behind Tony La Russa in his first year as Cardinals skipper. It was also the DeWitts' first year as majority owners of the ball club. As well, Ozzie Smith's final season with the St. Louis Cardinals. And in just a moment, a young Joe Buck and Mike Shannon are going to bring you the action, the final half inning of that game at Three Rivers Stadium, in which the Cardinals locked up their first trip to the playoffs since 1987. You're also going to hear some of the network coverage and our flagship KMOX's coverage from that night, including going into the Cardinals clubhouse in Pittsburgh to hear some interviews. Without further ado, here it is. It's the Cardinals wrapping up the NL Central. Tuesday, September 24th, 1996. You're listening to it here on the Cardinals Insider Podcast.
Dennis Eckersley will start the bottom of this ninth inning. Rick Honeycutt will give way. Dennis Eckersley will start the ninth after Honeycutt finished off the eighth. He is lifted when they call John Wehner as a pinch hitter. And now Dennis Eckersley gets an ovation from the Cardinal fans here at the ballpark as he heads in to try to close it down. He has a six-run cushion, 7-1 ninth inning. The Cardinals are three outs away from the Central Division title in the National League. What an accomplishment it would be for Tony La Russa in his first year in the National League and with the Cardinals to win the division and head to postseason. And he can go all around the Cardinal field, look at their defense, and see one hero after another. Ron Gant in left field. Signed on after the Cardinals picked him up from Cincinnati. A big five-year, $25 million contract. He missed 5 weeks of the season, and he has hit 29 home runs and driven in 79. Brian Jordan in right field. He may be the team MVP. He has done everything asked and more. At the plate, he's driven in over 100 runs for the year. He's made diving catch after diving catch in the outfield. And if the Cardinals have an emotional leader, it's Brian Jordan, their right fielder. Ray Lankford has struggled at times, but still has had a wonderful year. 21 home runs, 86 RBIs. Tonight he's had three hits to help the Cardinals hopefully clinch here in Pittsburgh. Around the infield, what more can you say about Gary Gaetti? Gary Gaetti signed on after a monster year last year in Kansas City. He comes to St. Louis. Everybody expecting this would be it. 1 year and out for Gaetti, a team that he followed as a child across the river in Illinois. He comes to the Cardinals. His home run here tonight in the seventh inning tied it. He also doubled. He's hit 23 home runs, driven in 80. At short, a combination of Ozzie Smith and Royce Clayton that's as good as any one shortstop around the National League. At second base, Alisea started out slowly, and he has come on and is hitting over 260 tonight. Three out of four with a two-run double, a key hit in the eighth inning to open it up. At first base, John Mabry hit 300 as a rookie, hit 300 most of the year, and he's just under it as we close down 1996. And then one of my favorites, Pagnozzi behind the plate from day one, either at the plate or behind it, as important a part of this Cardinal team as there is. And on the mound, whoever you want to pick, any starter, anybody out of the bullpen, including Eckersley. His pitch to Tony Womack, pinch hitting, chopped to second, one away. Alisea flips the first, one down. One pitch, one out. Womack was batting for Wehner, who was announced as a pinch hitter for Mark Johnson. One out here in the bottom of the ninth inning. The Cardinals are two outs away from the NL Central Division title. Dennis Eckersley has 30 saves and 34 tries. Not a save chance, but this is the guy you want on the mound. First pitch, low and away, ball one. Eckersley got the save in last night's game with a 1-2-3 ninth inning. His next pitch to Garcia. Little fly ball into center is a hit. A one-out hit. He didn't hit it sharply, but it fell in. And it's one on, one out for the Pirates here in the ninth inning. Cardinals are leading 7-1 here in the ninth. One on, one out. The batter will be Jay Bell. They're in the ninth inning at Houston. And the Mets behind Bobby Jones lead 4-0 over the Astros. Jay Bell at the plate. He's doubled, grounded into a double play, and flied out. The pitch from Eckersley, fouled out of play, back to the right, strike one. You look at the Cardinal rotation, Andy Bennis started 1-7. He will finish 18-10 with a win here tonight. What a turnaround he's made, and he'll be ready for the postseason. Stottlemyre, an emotional leader from the Cardinal rotation. Here's a line drive, base hit into left field off the bat of Bell. And after Womack grounded out, back-to-back singles by Garcia and Bell, and the batter will be Jason Kendall. Alan Bennis, the Cardinal rookie, pitches here tomorrow night. He has 13 wins in his rookie year. Donovan Osborne, the Cardinal left-hander in their rotation, has been another emotional leader and a guy who time after time comes up with a strong start after strong start. Early in the year, and it was Mike Morgan. Lately, it's been four starters and Danny Jackson. The Cardinal bullpen, anchored by Eckersley, T.J. Matthews, Honeycutt, and Fossus. They have a lot of experience, and they've had very good years. Kendall fouls one out of play right side, strike one. Double play ball ends it. Kendall tonight 0-3. But you look at the leadership of this team. Jordan, Pagnozzi, Stottlemyre. But at the top, Walt Jocketty, the Cardinal general manager, putting this team together, wooing Tony La Russa to St. Louis. What a job he's done. Kendall pops it up to right. Jordan is there. The Cardinals are one out away. Two on, two out here in the ninth inning. Jordan squeezes it. Kendall is 0-4, and Nelson Liriano will pinch hit. He is the final hope for the Pirates, and hopefully the final out for Eckersley and the Cardinals in the ninth inning. Tony La Russa, Dave Duncan, the coaching staff, going to the postseason in their first year in the National League. It's been a great year, and there are many, many more memories to make in the month of October. Runner at second, Garcia. Runner at first, Jay Bell. Two out, the pitch to Liriano, ball one high. Dennis Eckersley trying to save win number 18 for Andy Bennis. He won't get the save, but he'll be proud to ring up the final three outs. Liriano takes a strike, and it's 1-1. Last year, the Cincinnati Reds won the NL Central. Tonight, the Cardinals will take that title away from them. 1-1 to Liriano, strike two over the outside corner. And we are one strike away from a guaranteed trip to the postseason. Two on, two out. 7-1 Cardinals, bottom of the ninth inning. Eckersley ready. His pitch to Liriano is on the way. Foul back, and we'll do it again. The Cardinals will be the second team in the National League to qualify for the playoffs. The Braves are already in. The Cardinals will join them tonight. Two on, two out. The 1-2 to Liriano. Just missed outside, 2-2. You look down and you see the Cardinal ownership group and you just have to smile. They're living and dying with every pitch here in the ninth inning. And in their first year at the controls, they get to head to the postseason. What a reward for this first-year group. Liriano hits it down the line and right. Into the corner. Jordan is there. He has it. And the Cardinals wrap it up. The Cardinal dugout explodes onto the field. Everyone gathers on the mound, hugging Dennis Eckersley. It's a 7-1 Cardinal win. And the Cardinals have made it to the final field of eight. They have qualified for postseason by winning the NL Central Division. Get ready, St. Louis. Postseason baseball is coming back to St. Louis for the first time since 1987. The Cardinals and Tony La Russa are headed to the postseason in 96. A lot of hugging going on out near the Cardinals' pitching mound as Eckersley wraps it up. Andy Bennis gets the win, his 18th of the year, and who better to win it? He started out 1-7. He ends up 18-10. The Cardinals at one point were struggling. They end up clinching the NL Central Division on September 24th. A 7-1 win here in Pittsburgh. We'll have totals, highlights, and all the interviews from the victorious Cardinal Clubhouse when we come back to Pittsburgh in 1 minute. The Cardinals wrap it up on September 24th. The ownership group in full force all came here to watch, and they will celebrate tonight, as will the Cardinals, after a 7-1 win here in Pittsburgh. It didn't look good until the seventh inning when the Cardinals came up with two runs. Who got it started? Gary Gaetti, a game-tying home run, his 23rd of the year. The Cardinals would later get a two-out RBI hit from Langford and lead 2-1. They added three runs in the eighth inning. They added two runs in the ninth inning, and they win it 7-1 for the Cardinals. Seven runs, 12 hits, no errors. The winning pitcher, Andy Bennis, 18-10. What a year it's been. The losers, the Pittsburgh Pirates, one run, eight hits, two errors. The losing pitcher, Esteban Loaiza, now 1-3. No save, but great relief work from Petkisic, T.J. Matthews, Rick Honeycutt, Dennis Eckersley. Right now, the Cardinals are 85-73, and they have wrapped up the National League Central Division in 1996 as they win it 7-1 here in Pittsburgh. Right now, waiting down in the Cardinal clubhouse is Mike Shannon. Mike, who do you have down there?
Thank you, Joe. We have a wild scene down here. Willie McGahee. Willie, nice going. Congratulations to you, Willie. I know you come back here, and you're happy to be back here. It's the last show for the Wizard, and here you get in on a postseason play. You just have to be thrilled, my man.
It's been a blessing, you know. It really has. It's been a beautiful year. You know, the things that they did here and brought all these characters in, different type athletes, different type players, and blend it together. You know, you have to give a shout out to the organization for putting this together like they did, and all the players for blending together and doing something that I think is really great.
Yeah, it really has turned out. It's kind of been a storybook year. I don't think there's any doubt about it. It's almost like fate, Willie.
Yeah, I tell you, like I said, this is the way you planned it, and hopefully, you know, we can continue to go to phase two and finish it off, and then phase three, and top it all off. So it's been so far, I guess it's according to what they were asking for.
Nice going. Thanks, Willie.
All right, thank you.
Now we have Todd Stottlemyre over here. Todd is trying to work himself on some pain. First of all, congratulations to you. This has to be a dream come true for you.
Well, this is a thrill. You know, I've been real lucky and played on some winning teams, but I don't think there's been any as enjoyable as for me because...
as he gets a hug from the Cardinal manager, Tony La Russa. What a great year. What a great year for you, Tony. Congratulations, man. This is, you have to really feel special for this one.
Well, I absolutely do. You know, you come in here new, and then you just watch these guys play for about a month, and you say, hey, you know, these guys have got what it takes, and basically we've stand there and watched them and enjoyed them all year long, and they deserve exactly what we got tonight.
This has to be whoa, that champagne is cold. And it burns a little bit. Tony, this has to be special for you. You've been through this before, but you take a big chance coming in here and doing what you've done. This wasn't an easy decision, but it has to be a fruitful one for you now.
You know what they say, Mike? No guts, no glory, you know? And, you know, you got to take some risks. And I think the best part about it was coming over to the Cardinals and knowing. And we talked about this in spring training, you know, what the organization represents as far as a winning history. They really wanted us to make our mark and join, you know, once in a while, maybe guys will talk about Ray Langford and Brian Jordan and Todd Stottlemyre. They talk about Gibson and Shannon, and, you know, and Red and all those guys. So it was very important and a tremendous challenge. But as I said in the beginning, I mean, after about a month, man, there was no doubt in my mind that we had what it take.
Well, God bless you. Congratulations. And let's do this two more times.
We plan to. We got 11 to get.
That is the Cardinal manager, and a great scene down here as we see the champagne flowing freely. And here is my man, Mr. Jordan. Congratulations to you. What a ball game for you tonight as we get a little more champagne here from the rookie over there, Mejia. And now Willie Nails. Watch out. Point that the other way. Hey, what a great year for you, and what a way to top it off tonight. Before the game, Joe and I were talking. I said, well, if I have two guys that are going to do it tonight, it's going to be Gaetti and it's going to be Jordan. And once again, you end a season that has to be your greatest.
It is. And, you know, I'm just happy I came through this year. I wanted to send Ozzy out on a, you know, on a good note, and things have worked out well. I mean, Tony La Russa has done a great job by turning this ball club around. And, you know, it's just a great feeling right now. I'm just happy, you know, it's ending this way.
Fun.
It's a lot of fun.
Nice going. And I know it's hard. It was hard for you, BJ, to learn how to enjoy this game as he gets a little champagne from Tom Pagnazzi. Hard for you to learn how to enjoy this game coming from football to baseball. It's not an easy transition, and you're learning now.
It's not an easy transition. You know, I'm a very aggressive player. And, you know, when I first came up, that aggressiveness got me in trouble. You know, I sat back. I learned a lot. And I'm starting to mature at this game, and, you know, it's a lot of fun now.
That's Mr. Jordan. Ozzie Smith, congratulations to you, my man. You're honored before the game, and I thought they did a great job. And here you are with another bottle of champagne in your hand. Could you have written a script any better than this one?
No, coming into this season, Mike had no idea what was going to happen. And, you know, we had a lot of adversity and stuff to deal with, but, you know, these guys, they work their tails off all year, and you know, I tell them that, you know, this is only one leg of a three-leg journey. You know, and as you can see, everybody's enjoying it now. These guys, they deserve this, and there's no substitute. There's absolutely no substitute for winning.
Ooh, that's cool. Mr. Gant gets us.
No substitute for winning.
Hey, you've been through this before. This would be, what, number four for you?
Yeah, this is number four, and, you know, hopefully we can take it a little bit further than we did the last two times.
Number four, and I don't know how this all developed, but it certainly has been fate as far as I'm concerned. Everything that's happened going around the league, you retiring, and now here you are in Pittsburgh, a place that's very near and dear to you because of your idol, Roberto Clemente, and here you are. You're going to come back into St. Louis for the Ozzy weekend starting Thursday. Hey.
Well, actually, it starts tonight.
It is.
A lot of fun. You know, well, it's a fun weekend, and, you know, it was good to get this thing out of the way, you know, because the longer it takes to do it, the more pressure you have on you. And, you know, you can see a lot of guys pressing and stuff. And, you know, it was good to get this thing out of the way before we got back home.
The veterans have done their job. The youngsters have done it. Hey, we have a chance. We have a chance. This ball club has a chance to go all the way.
It's going to go a long way. Hi, David.
As David Pratt, one of the Cardinal owners, comes in.
We have a chance to go a long way here. And I just hope that the guys understand that, you know, this is a great time in their lives, and they should be able to enjoy it. You know, that's what we're going to try and do here tonight, but it's back to business tomorrow.
Congratulations, my
All
man.
Right. Thank you, Mike.
That's Ozzy Smith as the fun continues down here. And I want to look for a couple of guys over here. Mr. Ron Gant, come on over here, Ronald. Congratulations to you, my man. You've been through this before, but this has to be an awfully enjoyable one for you. You take a chance, you sign a big contract, come over here, put yourself on the line. This has been fun.
Well, there's a lot of things that you know, that has happened to me personally in the last couple years, three or four years. And, you know, I felt like I hadn't had the type of year that I've wanted to, but my job coming here was to help these guys get into the playoffs, and now that we've done that, the numbers didn't matter to me. I mean, we're here, and I'm just as happy, you know, right now as I would if I would have hit 50 home runs this year. I'm just as happy, so it all equals out.
And it's been a fun season watching this team develop. And you've been through it. You've seen the championship ones before. But you got to watch this one develop right from spring training.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. This one's a little extra special for me because, you know, I've played with those, you know, the other guys for a while. And, you know, it's different getting a whole brand new bunch of guys in here and trying to turn this thing around in 1 year. And we've done that. So it makes it extra special for everybody.
Well, enjoy it. Enjoy it. They don't come along very often.
All right. I know it. I'm going to enjoy every minute of it, Mike.
Well, we have a rookie over here. We have a rookie we haven't talked to yet, and that's Dimitri Young. Congratulations to you. Here you are here. You're here 2 weeks, and you're popping champagne.
This is exciting right here. This is what it's all about.
A little fun, huh?
Oh, this is very fun right here. Getting to see Ozzy in his farewell, being a champion, boy, nothing like it. And this is just the beginning right here.
All right, that's Dimitri Young. We have the Cardinal reliever up. And he's on the mound for the final out of the Central Division. Congratulations, Mr. Eckersley.
That's nice. I mean, he let me go out there with a little 7-1 piece and said, this 2-1 crap is killing me. It's a nice way to do it. You know, it really is.
Yeah, and this has really been a great year. I'm going to tell you, it hadn't been easy, but it never is easy when you're asked to do the things you're doing at this level. But this has to be special for you, Dennis. You take a chance coming over here with Tony La Russa, and I don't think you would have come if it wasn't for him.
No, I think it's, like I said many times, it's a great decision. But if it was easy, you wouldn't appreciate it, you know, because nothing came easy to this team. I mean, we're going to have to get some respect from here on in as we go into this thing, because I know there's a lot of people going to say, I don't know about those Cardinals. Well, we're going to have to prove them wrong.
And as you say, hey, you took a chance. La Russa took a chance. A lot of guys took a chance coming over here, and as you say, you had something to prove also. Didn't going to make it easy. Who is this? This is Honeycutt. I'm going to kill that Honeycutt. Now we have owners pouring champagne around here. Oh, man, this is miserable. We're getting... Now we got Ben. Come on over here, you guys. Talk while you're doing this stuff here. Is it fun?
You know, it gets better, man. I'm telling you. Because I know what it's like. I mean, it's sweeter. It's sweeter every year. I mean, 41 years old, and I'm going to the playoffs, and I love it. I love it.
It's going to be fun. It's just starting. You've been through this before, but you probably appreciate this more. Some of the young kids, they're not going to know for a couple of years, and maybe they never will know again. You get to taste this victory at this time in your career. You have to take a lot out of it.
Oh, man, I'll tell you what. I mean, I look at Tony. After I saw Tony walking off, I said, you know, look at him. I know he made a big decision to come here, and who would have ever thought? I mean, Tony masterminded this whole thing, and I just happened to follow suit, and he gave me the ball when it's 7-1 and we take it all.
Confidence in you, too. You know, that hadn't been easy for you. You had a couple of bad spots here. I mean, you had a great year when you look at the saves. I don't know what he got, 30 saves out of 34 tries. And a couple of people trying to throw some adversity in there. But, hey, your man was right there. He went to bat for you. And then you come back and you do it for him.
You know, that's what it's all about. Because you have to look over your shoulder all the time. You're in trouble. And Tony's been, you know, has confidence in me. He took the ball a few times. But, hey, what the hell? You can have it.
He gave it to you the right time.
They're right. You got it.
That's Dennis Eckersley, and I got champagne all over myself. Luis Salcedo. Oh, Luis, come on, talk to me. Let me get this stuff out of my eyes. Big, big game for you, Luis, here tonight. You've had some big games this year. You had some trouble early, but, man, it comes out on the end. You got it started tonight. Nice going.
Thank you, Mike. It was exciting tonight. The game didn't take out real well. I mean, he was pitching pretty well, and we just got to get something going, and I'm glad that we won the game.
It was dynamite. Who better to win it than your big guy here tonight also is...
The big Ox, Andy. I mean, I can't say enough about that guy, the way he started the season and really turned things around. I mean, he's been a big guy throughout the year.
Luis, thank you. Keep it up, my man. We got two more of these to go.
Sure, Mike. Thanks.
All right, we're going to look for the big man over here, Andy Benes and Royce Clayton. Royce Clayton, come on over if you would, please. Royce Clayton, the Cardinal shortstop, and I know that Joe hasn't gotten in on any of this fun here. I'm going to see if, Joe, are you ready up there? Can you hear me, Joe?
Yeah, I can hear you
okay.
Fine, Mike.
I'm going to put this earphone to Royce's ear, get some of the champagne out of it, and you're going to talk to Joe Buck. Go right ahead and let me know when you're finished so I can grab somebody else here.
Okay. Hey, Royce, congratulations, Royce.
Thank you, Joe.
You're finally getting there, huh? Postseason for Royce Clayton. You got to be thrilled.
Yeah, I've come close, but now we're here, and it's great. First year here, and hopefully this is the first of many division championships for us.
I would think so, and as you look back on this year,
started out with a tough situation with the whole Ozzie thing, but you handled it well. Ozzie handled it well, and now you both are headed to the postseason. This thing just worked out perfectly, and you have to really take a lot of credit for handling it and being as much of a man.
He was just swabbed down here with champagne.
Oh, it was such a great question, Mike. Mike, it was such a great. I'm talking about the whole Ozzie thing, and he gets killed.
Oh, okay. Here, I'm going to give him back to you. I'm going to tell you, he needs to clear his eyes, and then I'm going to give back. Are y'all ready now, Royce?
Hey, give me that towel, right?
There. He's wiping his eyes. I'll tell you, they killed him at the time. I don't know what you ask him, but they nailed him. Here he comes back for you, Joe. I'm going to put this earpiece back to him. And I'll give him the microphone one more time. Here he is.
Woo-wee! Hi, Royce. Hey. How you doing?
A little wet.
You get a little shower there?
Oh, yeah.
Just going to say you have to be proud of the way you handled yourself with all that went on this year with the whole situation at shortstop. It's been a great year for that as well.
Yeah, you know, I can look back on this and be very thankful to be here, first of all. And the bottom line coming over here was winning, and that's all it should be about. And it's worked out that way, and I'm just happy the situation was handled in a professional manner to whereas we're popping champagne here tonight.
You're popping champagne, and I would imagine your group is not one that's going to be satisfied with just doing it once. You want to do it two more times.
Oh, no doubt. You know, this is the beginning of things, and from here we really have to bear down and take it as far as possible. So we're just getting started here, and we're heating up right at the right time.
All right, Royce. Thanks, my man. Congratulations.
All right. Thanks again.
All right, Joe. Thank you. I have Tom Pagnozzi, the Cardinal catcher, with us, and Drew Bauer, one of our owners. First of all, Tom, congratulations to you. What a season this has been. It's really been storybook almost from the get-go.
It sure has, Mike. You know, I think our club overcame a lot of things, I think more than any club in baseball, to win it. You know, we had a lot of changes, new manager, new coaches, new owners. I don't think anybody has gone through that and have come out on top like we have. I think it's a tribute to our ball club and as an organization because we really battled through a lot of things.
And really, it starts with, as you say, new ownership and goes from there, but you had a new manager, and you really didn't get along with your new manager when we started all of this action. You guys didn't see eye to eye at the start.
Well, you know, I mean, to be honest, you know, yeah, Mike, I mean, our relationship didn't get off to a great start. You know, I was almost sent packing. You know, I was sent to third string. But, you know, I wanted to stay here. I wanted to battle, and I got my opportunity, and I'm just fortunate that it worked out, you know. You know, Tony and I, we really respect each other, and I admire what he did. And, you know, if anything, Mike, you know, he had to have made me a better ball player.
He made you a better ball player. I think he made everybody understand what this game of baseball is all about again. He challenged a lot of people around here, didn't he?
Well, he sure did, and I think it's a tribute to the players that stepped up to the plate and took the challenge and ran with it. You know, I'm thankful. I'm glad I was part of it. For a while, I didn't think I would be, but I'll tell you one thing. I wouldn't trade this for anything in the world right now, Mike.
Congratulations.
Thank you, Mike.
Drew Bauer, he's one of the new owners on this baseball team, and you guys are spoiled already. You've been in this business about 6 months, and you're champions.
Well, I'll tell you, Mike, this is an easy business, you know, once you get the hang of it.
Well, I know. Hey, you guys didn't just jump into this thing easy. It was a long, oh, man, I don't know who I have doing this. Who is that? Mejia's doing me with this champagne bit. Anyway, congratulations to you, and this has to be fun.
It's a great thrill. Tom Pagnozzi was on here before. We never would have made it without him. This is a very unselfish team. Tony should be the manager of the year. He's done a magnificent job. If anybody else gets it, it's highway robbery. But we're going to go all the way. This is stage one. We're ready for the playoffs. We've got a few days rest. We've got a chance to get our rotation start. And, Mike, we're going to try and win this thing.
That's great. I hope you do. You guys certainly deserve it. You reached down in your pockets and you said, here it is. You guys take care of it from there, and they have.
Mike, we're on the 17th hole. We're one up, and we're ready to go.
Thank you, sir. That's Mr. Drew Bauer, one of the Cardinal owners. And we have some people going crazy with the champagne down here. We're gonna hang on for a little. We're gonna hang on for a little while. Mr. Bennis, Alan Bennis, congratulations, my man.
Thanks a lot.
A rookie, here you are, and you're gonna be in postseason play. That's something, isn't it?
Well, that's a great feeling, you know. The first full season here, and with this group of guys we got under Tony and Dunk, you know, it's unbelievable. It's I can't even express how great of an opportunity it was for me to be here this season and be able to produce, be a part of this season.
And you have produced. That's what it's all about. Congratulations to you.
Thanks a lot.
All right, do me a favor, will you? Will you go over there and grab guy out of here, wave those TV guys, so I can talk to our man? Hey, Mr. Honeycutt, Rick Honeycutt. You come on over here a minute. After he deals me with all of this champagne. Rick Honeycutt, congratulations to you.
Thanks, Michael.
You've been through this before. It gets better, doesn't it?
It gets better every time. I forgot how good this is right here. Bumping this cork is what it's about right here.
And what a great season for you also. You have been a big part of this team. A lot of people said, well, this man's too old to play. We don't have enough rubbing liniment to get him ready to go. But they and you have proved them wrong.
Well, I just still enjoy playing. It's been a fun year. I tell you, these young guys come to play this year. And, you know, it didn't start out the way we planned. But I tell you what, since about 1st of June, this team has come together. And no telling how far we can go.
You're another one of the fellas that came with Tony La Russa. You and Eckersley and a few more, Gallego, and, of course, Stottlemyre. You guys took a chance, but you knew this guy, Tony La Russa. You know what kind of man he is and what kind of a manager.
Well, it takes a while. Any time change happens, it takes some time. You know, we had a lot of new faces. You got a new manager, you got a new system. And it took a while for this club to accept a lot of the policies that he wanted to do and the way that he wanted things run around here. But, you know, after we got over that hump, you know, our record from June 1st has shown what we can do, and I think we're just a club that's getting better and better all the way through.
It must have been fun for you veterans that were with him over in Oakland to watch how all of this developed, because I watched you guys in the back of the plane at the first part of the year. I saw you all huddle back there. I didn't say anything. I just observed, and I watched you guys observing the other players, and I could just see the wheels spinning saying, these guys got a big surprise coming.
Well, it's not that. I mean, you're right. It's much easier for us because we knew what to expect. A lot of things that happen, you know, you kind of take it, but you learn. It's the season. I think the greatest thing that Tony teaches is the season is a learning process. The whole season is a practice for the playoffs and the World Series. And you have to continue practicing all year. Now the big dance is here, and it's time to play for the big money. And if we play the game the way it's supposed to be played, we can beat anybody on any night.
Can this team go all the way?
Most definitely. I mean, we have the talent here. You just come down, you have to play good baseball. We got I tell you, the main thing has been our starting pitching. They've been horses all year. We got the speed, we got the power. Now we have to play the game right.
Thank you, sir. Right. Luis, will you get Langford for me, please? Ray Langford. I tell you, this is a great scene down here in the Cardinal Clubhouse. As we're going to keep it here for a few minutes longer. We're going to try to give Joe somebody to talk to also as Ray Langford comes over to visit now. And Raymond, congratulations to you. A great season. One of your best years ever. And what a way for you to top it off here tonight with the big base hits.
Oh, yeah, it was great. You know, I've been a little slumped the last week or so, but, you know, just came a little earlier today and worked with George Hendricks a little bit and paid off for us. You know, we didn't want to rely on the Mets to beat Houston for us. We wanted to do it ourselves, and we did, and it feels good. You know, it's something that we've been working on hard all year, and it's finally paying off for us.
I know. You've been struggling on this trip. What a time for you to break out of it. Perfect timing.
Oh, yeah, it couldn't have came at a better time, Mike. You know, sometimes you just go out there and you're trying to put the final touches on things where, you know, we was two games from clinching it. And I think as a team, we just was trying too hard. And we decided let's go out there and just have a little fun and not put so much pressure on ourselves. And, you know, we was able to put up 7 runs on the board, and it was a big home run by Garrett that set the table for us.
It's really been something to watch everybody develop with Tony La Russa. And you were a guy that was here and had to go through that procedure and the process. It wasn't an easy one, was it?
No, it was. You know, when I first got called up, I started off with Joe Torres, who's a great guy, great manager. And when Tony came over, it was different change. It was a whole different atmosphere. And, you know, Tony's a different type of manager. And, you know, he knows what it takes to win, and he brought out the best in all of us and made us go out there and play on fundamental baseball. And, you know, we got the job done.
Congratulations to you, and let's do this a couple more times before we get into November.
Oh, yeah, it'll be real nice. We're going to go out there and just have a little fun with it.
Thank you very much. That is Ray Lankford, the Cardinal center fielder. We want to talk it over with Fred Hanser. Fred Hanser. Fred Hanser, the like to talk with Fred Hanser and wish him congratulations. Fred, first of all, congratulations to you. This is almost a dream come true, isn't it?
Oh, Mike, no question about it. I mean, we thought we'd have a shot at it this year. We went out on a limb, and we got there. You never know for sure, yeah. But we're excited as can be.
Yeah, it hasn't been an easy. Everybody's, you know, this thing is falling into place kind of slowly but surely, and everybody's saying, oh, well, this and that. I'm going to tell you, you guys had a lot of difficult decisions to make, but they're turning out great ones now.
Well, they look super now, but during the season, you didn't know for sure what was going on. You would pick up three or four steps and then drop back a couple of steps, and it was kind of a roller coaster. There were a lot of sleepless nights, and you're never sure how it's going to work out. But when the tough get going, this club got going. I'll tell you, the way guys like Jordan came on this year and started really firing away, it was unbelievable, unbelievable.
You have to be tickled to death with some of the big decisions, and one of the big decisions was you hiring Tony La Russa.
Well, you can't hire anybody any better than Tony La Russa, as far as I'm concerned. If that guy had manager of the year, I don't know who will be, because he has just done a fantastic job with his ball club, moving over to the National League, picking up a bunch of new players, and players new to the team as well as just a new team. He adjusted quickly. It took him a little while to get things going here, and once they got to realize who Tony La Russa was and to understand Tony La Russa, they played like hell. It was great.
Congratulations.
Thanks.
Joe, I tell you what we're going to do here. We have a few more people that we'd definitely like to talk to, and I'd like for you to get to talk to also. And one of them is Mark Sweeney. I'm going to grab him and let you talk to him, okay?
All right, good.
Mark Sweeney is here, and Joe Buck is upstairs.
He'd hey, like Joe. To. What's up, Joe?
Hey, Mark, how you doing?
How you doing?
I know you're not having any fun down there.
Well, if you're not drunk yet, you're in trouble.
Are you one of the assault guys walking around with the champagne?
Hey, I tell you what, I'm spraying it on everybody. I made sure I got Bonesy. I made sure I got Kurt, Rip, all those little guys. I'm loving it.
I bet. That's some bullshit!
Listen to this.
Well, what do you think, Joe?
I think you guys are gone already.
Hey, you know what? I'm glad we're gone, because I tell you what, I'm kind of worried about tomorrow, but I don't want to worry about tomorrow because I'll probably get some playing time tomorrow.
You're going to get playing time the rest of the week. That's why you're celebrating.
Well, that's why you got to celebrate. If you're going to have a bat in your hands, you got to celebrate.
Well, congratulations, Mark. You've been having fun all year, and you've been working hard all year, and it's all worth it, isn't it?
This is beautiful, and I'm glad for, you know, for everyone in St. Louis, and I'm very fortunate to be a young player and experiencing this so early.
You and Mabry going to have fun tonight?
We always have fun, but it's going to be extra special tonight.
All right, Swains, thanks.
Thanks, Joe.
All right, Joe.
All right, thanks, Doug.
All right, I have Walt Jockety here now, Joe, and I'm going to talk to Walt, and then we'll see if we can get to some of the other programmers as we go along. Well, Walt Jockety, congratulations to you. It's been a easy boat for you, hasn't it?
Yeah, it's been nothing to it, Mike. You know, it's just an everyday occurrence.
Really, congratulations. I know it all started quite a few years ago for you, and to have it develop this quickly, you have to be pinching yourself.
Yeah, I'll tell you, Mike, this is an experience that's, you know, I've been through a lot of them before, but this is the first time where I was responsible, and if it works, it's great. If it doesn't, then you're always concerned about what do you do next or how long you're going to be here and things like that. But, you know, we had all the right elements here. We had some great players. We had a great manager, great staff, and it all came together at the right time. And it's beautiful.
You were the fellow responsible for bringing Tony La Russa in here. And then you were also the guy that was responsible for making the decisions, some of these decisions, of bringing the Stottlemyres here and the Gants and the Benises and paying those big bucks that the owners said, here, you take this, you do that. But just to have it and to do it, you have to do it and do it right, and you have.
Well, thank you, Mike. And you know, that's another thing, too. Our ownership has to be given a lot of credit for allowing me and Tony to put this club together and add the guys we need. I mean, we had to step up a couple of times and add some guys. We made the final piece was to get Eck, the Eck piece, as we call them. And it's just been one thing after another. It's just kind of put this. Oh, that's cold.
It is cold, isn't it? But it is good, isn't it? It is good.
We had, I'll tell you, we've got, you know, and it's fun to see the young guys who haven't been through it before and the veterans who have been through it. You know, the guys that, like Ozzie and Willie, who've done it here before, and Eck and Honey and Gallego and some of the others from Oakland that came over, and, you know, some. You know, it's beautiful. It's a great experience.
And there's a lot of guys said too. It said, "Hey, what is Jockety doing? Bringing the Oakland organization over here? Hey, what's happening?"
Well, you know, you're right. And we were criticized for that. We were criticized for a lot of the older guys we put on this club. They all came through. They're all winners. Gary Gaetti, you know, every one of those guys we brought in here, Mike, are winners. Every single one of them were winners, and that's what helped teach these younger guys that have been here that needed to learn how to put it together and to win. And it's you know, that you got to have some veterans, and you got to have a good mix of veterans and young players, and that's what we have.
And now Walt Jockety is a winner.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. I feel that way. Thank you.
Congratulations.
Thanks, Mike.
That's Mr. Walt Jockety. We have a few more people that we want to talk to down here, and what we'll do right now, Joe, is we'll give you a chance to do some things. And as I see right now, Mr. Bill DeWitt. Oh, Bill DeWitt. We have Mr. Bill DeWitt. Before we do that, we'll talk it over with the man that designed all of this and put all of this together. First of all, Bill, congratulations to you. Great, great honor and privilege for you here tonight.
It really is. Thanks, Mike. This is so exciting. I can't believe it.
Yeah, I know. And this goes back a long time with you. This is nothing new. We have to go back to your father, to your uncle, and that goes back into the 40s, the 50s.
Well, yeah, earlier. Well, as far as I'm concerned, I was born in 41, but my father started with the Cardinals back in 1916. I think it was with 5 pennant winners. So this is my first, but I hope not the last.
Well, congratulations to you, and congratulations for you putting all of this together, because I know that was not easy, and it hasn't been easy, and now you call guys up and say, hey, I have this I want you to get into, and now it has worked. You have to feel awful proud.
I really am. I feel great about it, and sometimes things work out the way you want them to, and sometimes they don't. Fortunately, this time it did.
Yeah, and you can savor this one, because this is probably as difficult a thing to put together as anyone ever would try.
Yeah, well, I'll remember this for a long time. You can be sure of that.
And hopefully it's going to continue. This is the first one, and you have 2 more to go.
Yeah, I hope this year and next year, too, we've got a great nucleus for the future, so I'm very excited about that. But, you know, let's enjoy this while we can and move on to the next step next week.
Well, God bless you. Enjoy it. I know you brought most of your owners in here with you and your families, and I think it's great. Have some fun with it.
Thanks a lot, Mike.
That's Mr. Bill DeWitt. He's the fellow that put all of this together, and it's really some scene down here, Joe. I don't think I've ever seen a family situation as we have in the Cardinal Clubhouse right now, with ownership and with players, with coaches. And Mark Lamping is also here, and I'd like to say congratulations, Mark. A tremendous job, and I know you must be enjoying this very much.
Oh, this is so much fun. I have to say one thing, Mike. There's a lot of people have gotten credit for a lot of things, but I think there's one party that's been left out a little bit. And, you know, Anheuser-Busch did so much to put us in the position we're in right now, and they teed the ball up perfectly. They picked the right new owners, and a lot of people deserve credit. Anheuser-Busch is right there with them.
Yeah, I mentioned that tonight on the broadcast, that how all of this has transpired and how great new ownership has been, but how the brewery went out and spent $10 million and fixed up the new stadium, or renovated the stadium, and then handed it over to you, and you make the transition with new ownership, and you went out. You're the guy that hired the general manager, Walt Jockety, and Walt Jockety is the guy that went out and took La Russa and brought him in here, and you guys have made the decision as it goes through there, but you were the guy that was here before.
Well, remember,
all of
them. You know, I remember the trip out to try to convince Tony La Russa to come here on the heels of Anheuser-Busch announcing the sale, and Jerry Ritter was right there with Walt and I, and we signed Andy Bennis, Ron Gant during the transition period with full approval of August Busch and Jerry Ritter and Anheuser-Busch. So let's not forget,
before new ownership came in.
Absolutely, let's not forget the contribution Anheuser-Busch has made. You know, the new owners have done an outstanding job, but Anheuser-Busch put the ball right there on the tee. Without any question.
Right. It hasn't been easy. And like I say, somewhere, somehow, somebody has really put some script together and masterminded all of this.
Well, it's been wonderful. Mike, going through this evening, I don't even know what to think. This is, it almost makes last year worthwhile. I didn't think I'd ever say that. You know, but everything we went through last year and all the trouble we had and all the problems we had and the things that we knew we were trying to accomplish, but, you know, we couldn't talk about it. We're very fortunate. We're very lucky. And, you know, my family has gone through so much, particularly last year. And this is just a very special day.
Enjoy it.
Thank you, Mike.
Joseph, I tell you, there's a lot of things going on down here, and hopefully they're coming across this wire somehow, some way, that the fans back in St. Louis will be able to enjoy when we come home on Friday.
Yeah, the great thing about it, Mike, you can hear just how much fun is going on down there, and from the top to the bottom, everybody is enjoying and relishing this championship of the National League Central Division. Mike. Hey, Mike.
Yes, sir.
Don't forget, you got a star of the game coming up.
Oh, I know all about it. And you know what, Joe? Right now, I'm going to have to throw it to you because we have this great celebration. The Cardinals are the champions in the Central Division. And how did all of that happen on the field tonight? Well, we have all of that next with the plays of the game.
Well, welcome back to Three Rivers Stadium. I didn't think at the beginning of the night the way things were going we'd be doing this tonight, but that's the way it turned out. The Cardinals fell behind early. A home run by Jeff King put the Pirates on top 1-0, but that would be the only run the Pirates would get. It came on King's 30th of the year in the third inning, 1-0 Pirates. The Cardinals finally broke through in the seventh inning. Who's been doing it all year? Gary Gaetti. He went yard ball to tie it. 2-1 to Gaetti. Long drive in a deep left center field. Track, wall, tied 1-1. 1-1 in the seventh inning. The Cardinals were not finished. They would get a hit from Mabry. He was caught stealing. A walk to Pagnozzi. A double by Alisea. We'll play a highlight by Alisea in just a moment. After a fielder's choice off the bat of McGee, a walk to Ozzie loaded him up, and Ray Lankford knocked the base hit through the right side to put the Cardinals up 2-1 and put Andy Bennis in line for his 18th win, which he picked up here tonight. In the eighth inning, leading it off, Gant. He struck out. Brian Jordan then hit his 17th home run over the wall in right center field to make it 3-1. After a double by Gaetti again, an intentional walk to Mabry. Pagnozzi, a base hit to load him up. They were jammed, and Alisea, who had a three-hit night, stepped to the plate.
Deep in the right. He's not going to get it. Over his head. One run comes in. Uh-oh, they're going to have to send one home. There's two at third. The throw home is wild, and scoring is Mabry, and the Redbirds add two more, and it's 5-1.
A 5-1 game. The Cardinals would get two runs in the ninth inning, one on a sack fly by Jordan, one on a double by John Mabry. It should have been handled. It ended 7-1, and the Cardinals wrap up the National League Central Division with a 7-1 win here in Pittsburgh. The beauty of it all, they come home this weekend, and you fans get a chance to salute the Central Division champions at Busch Stadium this weekend. We also say a fond farewell to one of your all-time favorites, Ozzie Smith, at least for the regular season. And then don't forget the playoffs coming up at the start of next week. The playoffs are just around the corner, and the Cardinals are a part of the postseason for the first time since 1987. The Cardinals win it here 7-1. Now for Bob Carpenter, Colin Jarrett, and Mike Shannon, we say so long for just a while. Well, the Cardinals win it 7-1. It's tough being up here in the booth, just Colin and me. Everybody's down in the Cardinal clubhouse having fun. Time for the star of the game. Cardinals have wrapped up the NL Central. Once again, here's Mike Shannon.
Well, thank you, Joe, and we're going to try to make this one about another 3 or 4 minutes for you, and then you can come down and you can get all soaked with the champagne, too. Gary Gaetti is our guest. Congratulations, Gary. What a ball game for you tonight, and what a season for you. Fantastic.
Well, I'll tell you what, this is a good way to end it, for sure. I mean, a lot of hard work all the way from spring training, and it's probably the most remarkable season in baseball that I've been, been able to experience. And, you know, I don't mean to sugarcoat it, but, you know, I mean, I've been impressed by the ball club all year. And when you're in a situation like this, it just makes you a better player. It really does.
You knew La Russa. You came along over here. You joined this bunch, and it's been kind of like a John Wayne deal where you round up the wagon.
I don't know. You know.
I don't know if he was what I don't know what he what would he say. He would say, "Now looky here, partner." the one remarkable thing about this team is kind of typical game tonight is that we have battled back all year. I mean, we've had our back up against the wall a few times, and we have come out playing hard. It's not just one guy. It's been the whole ball club. The pitching has picked the hitting up. You know, the hitting has picked the pitching up. And, you know, we've been decent defensively, you know. This is what's awesome is being able to express, you know, a lot of the emotions that you've been feeling all year at this point in time.
Yeah, you guys really haven't been able to do what you're saying, express your emotion, because sometimes you didn't know if the guy was a good guy next to you, a bad guy. You guys really didn't know one another, and I watched this thing slowly and surely develop, and to see everybody walking around here, you know, the hugs. I've never seen this many guys hugging each other in championships before.
I wondered what it was going to be like tonight, you know, where it would be genuine, you know. And, you know, because we've had so many times where it's like, we don't want to do something premature, you know, and show too much emotion here because we still got a job to do over here. And yet, I mean, you can just kind of feel it, you know. It's not a hard thing for me to go up and hug any one of these guys on the team and say, hey, you know, I appreciate you as a person. And, you know, we've been through a lot. I think that's what a lot of guys are thinking. You know, we've been through a lot. And, you know, it's time to relax. We're going to relax and play some ball. And, I mean, it's a great feeling. It really is, you know.
Be nice to go into this postseason play with that relaxed feeling. Say, hey, we don't have anything to lose now. Let's just go out and have some fun, boys. And if this team does that, hey, watch out. They may swack somebody.
I hope that somebody – I think we'll probably go into this underdogs. I really do. You know, a lot of people are going to look at the Dodgers. They're going to look at records. They're going to look at numbers and all this other stuff. And I really hope they take us lightly, you know, because I know, you know, any given day, this ball club right here, if it gets hot, if everybody gets hot at the same time, and I don't see why we can't, I mean, we can be as good as anybody in baseball. I know that.
I'm glad you said that because I remember saying that about, I don't know, 3 or 4 months or 5 months ago. I don't know when I said, be careful, folks. I said, if this offense ever gets going at one time, somebody's going to get in deep trouble.
That's right. We got a lot of weapons where you can't just concentrate on one or two guys. I mean, we'd be in a situation where we'd try to pitch around to Barry Bonds or somebody like that, you know, San Francisco. But you can't do it with this ball club. You know, I mean, if you take somebody lightly, that's the guy that's going to beat you. And I think it's that way 1 through 8. I really do, you know.
Well, congratulations, and we'll try to do this a couple of more times before we're all said and done.
Okay,
nice going.
All right, I'll see you later. Thanks.
And now we go to Andy Bennis. First of all, I got to get him away from this gang over there. Andy, congratulations to you. Great game tonight. Great season for you. Listen, you could have.
Fire's trying to kill you.
Well, that's nothing new. You could have gone in the tank a long time ago, my man. You were 1-7, and you could have said, "Hey, I'm getting out of here."
Hey, I've been. I guess I was. I've been down an awful lot, and I think what I went through last year in Seattle really kind of opened my eyes with what the game's all about, which is getting to the playoffs. So to be a free agent, to be able to sign where I wanted to sign, you go to the hospital, you see a 16-year-old that had a heart transplant, you figure 1-7's really not, doesn't really matter a whole lot. So it was a situation where my manager and pitching coach showed a lot of faith in me. They said, keep battling, you're not that far away. And I'm in a situation where I got to sign where I wanted to sign and wanted to play and wanted to raise my kids and wanted to live, and that's no time to turn your back and shut it down. And I knew that I was on a very good team.
You had to fight for what you believed in. It wasn't that easy. Here you come over here, you say you signed because you wanted to come here, you wanted to play here, you wanted to raise your family here, and then all of a sudden you say, I'm 1-7. What's going on?
It wasn't the start that I looked for, and I think maybe that was the best thing that could happen to me, that I started off bad, because I could take a deep breath and relax. It wasn't going to get much worse than that. So I said earlier, I contributed to our demise early in the season and contributed to our winning later on. But it's really special with a group of guys, a bunch of guys that were throwing together. Not a whole lot of guys knew each other, but we kept battling. We took on the identity of our manager and our pitching coach and our third base coach and our first base coach. and our hitting coach and our bench coach, and we kept battling and great things happened, and it's fun to be a part of it.
Congratulations.
Thanks a lot, Mike.
Back in a minute.
Once again, we go back down to the Cardinal Clubhouse to wrap up his end of things. It's Mike Shannon again.
Thank you, Joe. Tony La Russa, I've watched this thing develop from day one, but I'm going to tell you, I'm seeing something in this clubhouse tonight I have never seen before. These guys are finally appreciating and, more importantly, enjoying one another. They're having fun. They're hugging each other. This is great.
Well, you know, the only thing that I felt that we contribute a little bit starting out was just telling them, hey, you're never going to get to that champagne unless you make it a point to really push and try to win. And then number two, when you're wondering about how hard you have to push, it's going to be worth it. Don't ever doubt that it's going to feel great. And I think between the veterans and some of the coaches, I think we got that message through early on and the club started going for it.
Congratulations to you, my man. This has to be special. Very special.
Well, it's a great feeling for a lot of reasons, Mike. It really is. All I know is that starting tomorrow, we're going to start figuring out how the underdog Cardinals can win that first 3 out of 5.
Now stay tuned. Joe has the scoreboard next.
Champions in 1996 in the NL Central and 10 more times since then. Really the start of a dynasty in the National League under the DeWitt's ownership. Hope that you enjoyed this. We have other episodes like it, both classic audio and also doing some deep dives on other parts of Cardinals history. And during the regular baseball season, we also delve into what's happening on the field a little bit with some feature aspects of the current Cardinals roster. You can check it all out wherever you get your podcast or at cardinals.com/podcast. Until next time, my name is Brett McMillan. Thanks for joining us. Hope that you've enjoyed it. We'll talk to you next time on the Cardinals Insider Podcast.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.